You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online as well at WQCS.org. I'm Danielle Rappel. Studies show that kids who are exposed multiple times to nature continue to appreciate it as adults.
Miss, have you seen any snakes lately?
Not lately, but I'm not going to say I've never seen them in here.
What kind of snake have you seen?
These 10 middle school students are at the Environmental Learning Center in Wabasso in Indian River County. They're from Fellsmere and have received camp scholarships from the Quail Valley Charities. Camp counselor Heather Stapleton hopes these kids will carry what they learned this week into adulthood.
So many of us don't know much about it. Lots of people still call it the river, but not these kids. They know that it's definitely a lagoon and not a river. We talk about that. But, you know, even if they don't remember any of the facts that we discussed, just the appreciation factor will be a huge positive benefit.
Speaking to us as she stands waist deep in the lagoon, Stapleton encourages the campers as they collect marine life. Waves from a passing boat lap the dock, but the lessons don't begin here. The walk from the classroom to the water is in itself a learning experience.
We have solar panels all over campus. These panels that are just kind of out here by themselves, they collect energy during the day and they store it in that battery. Can you see that battery under there? And then we can use the energy that we store during the day to run all of the parking lot lights and the walkway lights at nighttime. So we don't have to pay for that. The panels are kind of expensive, it's true, but over time, we don't have to pay as much for our electric bill, which is kind of cool.
Continuing on our journey to the water, the next stop is a pond.
So, what kind of water is in the Indian River Lagoon?
Bracket.
What kind of water do you think is in that pond over there? Saltwater pond?
Freshwater.
Damien, freshwater. Why would you say that that's a freshwater pond?
Because it's a pond.
Okay, one, it is a pond, yeah. And it probably doesn't connect to the lagoon anywhere. So how do you think it fills up?
Rain.
With rainwater. And what kind of water is rainwater?
Freshwater.
Fresh. Nice stuff. So that's a freshwater pond.
Once the campers do get to the lagoon, for their safety and that of the marine life, they learn to do the stingray shuffle.
So how do we walk when we're in the Indian River Lagoon?
Stingray.
And why do we do the stingray shuffle?
To scare away the stingray.
The other thing is, you know, when you're shuffling along, you're stirring up all the sand, right? And it's just kind of like there's a big cloud of sand coming that guy's way. And if he sees that, he's going to think, oh boy, here comes a giant ELC camper heading my way. I'm out of here.
Today, our shufflers might be a little deeper in the water.
Remember yesterday we went canoeing and the water was a little bit deeper than the previous day? Why was that? Why did we talk about that? It wasn't tide.
The wind was really strong.
Right. The wind was really strong. And what does that mean for the lagoon? The wind.
Yeah, it was pushing more water.
Right. It was pushing more water our direction. So the water is a little bit deeper today than that first day that we went sailing, but I still don't think it's going to be super deep because the average...
The ELC runs camps all through the summer, anyway, where campers get to canoe, hike, seine, and visit the beach. Some scholarships are available. For more information, there's a link at our website, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Danielle Rappel.
Now, when flounder are very first born, they have the shape of a regular fish. And then depending on the species, about 55 to 65 days, they start to flatten out. Check this out. The eyeball that would get flattened out, it actually migrates to the top of their head. Cool. Why don't you put that right here? We'll make one bucket for fish and one bucket for our invertebrates. Sure. Did you see him jump? Okay. Remember, stinkers on the bottom, floats on the top.